All right, good afternoon or good morning, depending on when you're watching this, back with Around the County, Bradley County Schools, our podcast version, where we talk to different leaders in our community and in our county, and we highlight some of their accomplishments, achievements, and some of the things that are going on at their place. Today, it is a special edition of Around the County, and we're here with one of our great leaders, our great principals, Mr. Patrick Spangler, and he was on our normal rotation, but this happens to be a special edition and a special announcement for Bradley Central High School, as we are here to share that for the 24-25 school year, which was last year's data, they have been recognized as one of Tennessee's reward schools. And so one of two schools in our school district that has been recognized with that distinction. It is a huge honor, and we are blessed to have Mr. Spangler here today to talk about that and talk about some other things. We'll spend a few minutes with him. Mr. Spangler, it's great to have you here, and I'm excited to sit down with you. We've done this for a long time, and I've been excited to kind of go through this educational journey with you. This is a huge accomplishment for you. Talk about it with what it means to you and your staff.
Yeah, I think, I think when I started, I'm in year seven as principal of Bradley High School, year 17 on campus at Bradley Central High School. So obviously Bradley Central High School means a lot to me personally, as well as professionally. And one of our main goals when we kind of moved over to the administrative level was to focus on academics and to focus on the rigor and to be able to provide the teachers with the support to get where we needed to be. And by no means are we where we want to be. But I think at this time is when we pause and we say congratulations, because I think from looking at where we were at, because my first year was the COVID year, so there was a lot of uncertainties.
Sure.
And so to be able to tackle COVID, but still have an academic focus and continue year after year to improve academically, I think it's just a testament to our teachers. I think it's a testament to the support team that's around our teachers. But the end of the day, the support teacher or the support staff, we can give resources. We can have those feedback conversations. We can dive into that. But at the end of the day, it's what's happening in the classroom. And so today, as we're talking, I just have to give major shout outs to our academic core teachers for the way that they plan, for the way that they prepare, and then for the way that they execute and then follow up with the feedback after the lessons are taught.
Absolutely. And you mentioned your connection to Bradley. Of course, I'm connected to Bradley, 96 graduate. When did you graduate?
2001.
2001. And now you're here principal of the school. And of course, Bradley Central is rich in tradition for a lot of things. Obviously, athletics, there's a tremendous tie to athletic success, but this designation is specific to academics. And we can talk a little bit about what the criteria are, achievement, which is success in terms of TCAP, growth, students performing from one point to another, absenteeism, so students being on campus and wanting to be here, performance in terms of ESL. There are different criteria, and graduation rate, of course. Your graduation rate at an all-time high. So you have a lot to brag about in terms of the criteria. Talk about maybe some of those, and again, the individuals, if you want to highlight some of those individuals that have poured into those specific fields, talk about those just a little bit.
Yeah, I think from a graduation standpoint, I think we always want to have the highest graduation rate that we possibly can have. Excuse me. But we also want to make that there's we also want to make sure that there's purpose and substance with that diploma when right. they walk across the stage. So focus on that. Penny Howe has been in that role for so long here at Bradley Central High School. And just digs in and really has to have those hard conversations. But at the end of the day, tries to make sure that students are her number one priority and that we're getting those students where they need to be.
Over 98% graduation rate from Bradley Central.
And that's awesome. And relationships are huge.
Yep.
So I know she's kind of the spearhead of that graduation rate and graduation focus area. But that's our counselors, that's our administrators, that's our teachers. It really is kind of a team effort. So when success happens on this campus, it's a team effort. One of our focus, and our staff knows our focus, is the relationship with our kids. Without a relationship with our kids aren't going to trust us. Building relationships and setting the bar high is something that we constantly strive and preach here on our campus every day.
Well, and relationships obviously tie into the attendance rate and chronic absenteeism. Yeah, chronic absenteeism is a national issue as it continues to grow higher and higher as kids aren't really connecting with school, and that chronic absentee rate continues to grow. Bradley Central has reversed that trend, and it was great to see. Bradley is one of 14 schools in our district that had a decrease in their absentee rate, which was great. So talk about the connection between relationship and absenteeism and the programs that you offer making kids want to be here.
Yeah, I think multiple things go into that. But I think you can see the common theme from me this morning. It's the people. It's the people that are in charge of their designated areas and them doing their job to the best of their abilities. Tanya Peacock, Angie Neal, just people around the building that are focused on attendance. And sometimes it's difficult. Sometimes it's difficult conversations. But at the end of the day, I hope our students and families know that we have the best interest of the students in mind when we make decisions and as we plan for the future.
And so the probably the most two prominent areas in terms of reward school and what factors into that are growth and achievement. And those are all, both of those categories are tied to performance on testing. Now we're in the middle of TCAP EOC testing here in the fall for this spring semester. Your schools, the scores of Bradley Central have gone from the COVID year to a place where, hey, this is an area of focus for us, to essentially all-time highs for the school. Again, kind of encapsulate that and what that has meant to you to watch those scores and that performance on those required tests to watch them grow in the way they
have.
Yeah,
no doubt. I think one of the major changes for us has been the way we plan and prepare. I have several people that take the instruction world and run with it, and they do such an incredible job. Dr. Candy Wiggins and Cynthia Dugan. Dr. Wiggins is one of our assistant principals in the STEM Academy, and Cynthia Dugan is our instructional coach, as well as other departmental leads here. I think where success is occurring for us is the way that we're preparing and planning with pulling teachers for a half a day to be able to plan together, because in a high school world, common planning is difficult, but we are further along, we're closer to common planning than we've ever been, which I think has definitely contributed to the success. But our teams work well together. Our individual math, our individual English, our content-specific grade level teachers work well together. And I think it's just getting people in the right spots. And getting out of their way, putting the good teachers in their spot and getting out of the way so they can do their thing.
So we talked about this, and this will kind of be the last highlight for us. We talked about kind of off the air a little bit. This is perhaps the first time that Bradley Central High School has earned the designation of reward school. We both know that, you know, there's been some great leaders to sit in your chair and have come before you. Talk about what it means to be an individual that kind of carries the legacy of the great leaders that have gone before you, but, you know, someone who has, you know, kind of helped spearhead this great honor for this great school.
Yeah, no doubt. I can definitely say in 2001 when I graduated from here, I would have never thought that I would have been sitting in this chair. But I think the good Lord has had a different plan for me and has put me in a spot to follow many people that have made Bradley what Bradley is. Over 100 years of history of Bradley Central High School. And Bradley High School is a special place. For us to be recognized for academics, for athletics, in our CTE world, our JROTC, we want to be the best, and we want to put people in spots so they can succeed and provide every resource that we can provide to them. But back on your question, Bradley Central High School is a special place. So many good people that have been in this seat. That have kind of really
laid the groundwork, so to speak.
I think laid the groundwork for us to be able to have the success that we have had this past year.
Well, we're so excited. We're proud of you. We're proud of your staff. We're proud of the school for this designation. It's a big deal because obviously when our schools succeed, that is something that is incredible for our community, for our kids, for our teachers, our families. So we are proud of Bradley Central for their designation as a reward school. And kind of the last thing, the floor is yours. What excites you the most about coming to work each day here at Bradley Central?
Yeah, no doubt. Our teachers have always poured into kids. Our teachers have always planned. Maybe sometimes they didn't, when test scores came out, they didn't get the test score that they wanted. So for us to sit here and for our teachers to be recognized for the hard work and dedication and just what they do every day. Our work is hard. I mean, when teachers walk in the building, when administrators, counselors, when this team walks in the building, it's hard. And so for our teachers and our staff to get recognition for the work that they're doing, it's what's so special to me as the principal of Bradley Central High School.
Well, Mr. Spangler, we're excited for you, for your team, and we're proud of you guys. And this has been an awesome conversation to talk about Bradley Central High School, the reward school designation. We're excited for you guys and look forward to more things to come for Bradley Central High School. For Patrick Spangler, I'm Danny Collins. We're thrilled that you've joined us around the county, this special edition as we recognize one of our reward schools, Bradley Central. Thank you, Mr. Spangler.
Thank you.